Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool in store for you. Absolutely. We're diving into the fascinating world of thumbnail psychology. Did you know that understanding how thumbnails work can seriously boost your click-through rates? Exactly. A lot of creators think they just need to throw on a bright neon background and make a goofy face to get views. But spoiler alert, that just doesn't cut it anymore. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. So what's the deal with thumbnail psychology? Well, at its core, thumbnail psychology is about the visual triggers that make someone stop scrolling and click on your video. It's not about tricking people. It's about clearly communicating value right off the bat. That makes sense. So, what are some of the most common mistakes creators make with their thumbnails? One major mistake is using low-resolution images. Almost 40% of creators I talk to have blurry thumbnails, which kills engagement. It's crucial to set your canvas to 1280 by 720 pixels to avoid that muddy look. That's definitely a pro tip, and I imagine with the algorithm updates, things have changed a bit, right? Absolutely. As of 2026, the algorithm is actually penalizing inauthentic thumbnails. If you use a clickbait image that doesn't reflect the video content, you risk losing watch time. Wow, that's a big deal. So, what are some psychological tricks we can use to create better thumbnails? Let's start with eye contact. When people see a face making direct eye contact in a thumbnail, it boosts engagement by nearly 28%. It's like your brain is wired to connect with other human eyes. That's so intriguing. So is it just about the eyes, or does the background matter too? Great question. The background plays a huge role. A clean, minimalist background can enhance eye contact. Recent studies show that minimalist thumbnails with white backgrounds can increase attention retention by about 14%. So it's not just about the face, it's about making that face stand out. Exactly. And speaking of faces, let's talk about emotional expressions. Thumbnails with strong emotions can boost click-through rates by 20 to 30%. If someone's smiling genuinely, people are way more likely to click. Interesting. But I assume there's a catch, right? You got it. A lot of creators fall into the trap of using forced or fake emotions. If it looks staged, viewers are likely to scroll right past. That reminds me of how important authenticity is in today's content creation. So how can creators improve their emotional expressions? There are actually AI tools now that can help. Tools like Seedance 2.0 allow you to tweak facial expressions for more emotional realism. This can significantly reduce bounce rates and improve viewer engagement. That's really cool. And what about the layout and design of the thumbnails? Good point. Layout matters a lot. For instance, using bold numbers in your thumbnails can raise your click-through rate by 22%. If you're doing something like a listicle, make that number big and clear to let people know what to expect. Right. And I think I've seen those before and after splits in thumbnails. They really grab attention. Exactly. Those can increase conversion rates by nearly 19%. They create a visual story that pulls the viewer in. Just remember, always put the after image slightly larger to emphasize the transformation. I love that. So what's the key takeaway for creators who want to improve their thumbnails? The key is to test. A/B testing is a powerful tool that can boost your click-through rate by 15 to 25%. Creators really need to be systematic about testing different thumbnails to see what resonates with their audience. Jordan. That sounds like a plan. I guess it's also important to research what others in your niche are doing, right? Absolutely. By analyzing successful thumbnails, you can gather insights into color schemes, branding, and styles that attract views. Wow, who knew there was so much to thumbnails? It sounds like a mix of art and science. It really is, and if creators can master these principles, they can significantly grow their channels. So if I'm understanding correctly, it's not just about slapping on a flashy image. It's about creating something that resonates emotionally and visually with your audience. Alex, exactly. And that's why we started Banana Thumbnail, to help creators design effective thumbnails that work. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.